The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 and verse 7. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 and verse 7. Then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto, mention your name, unto Victor Kuforiji, saying, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Verse 7. Who art thou, O mountain, before Victor Kuforiji? Thou shalt become a plain. Somebody say loud, amen. Amen. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting, crying, grace, grace unto it. Somebody shout grace. Amen. Say, Father, let your grace turn my life around. Turn my disgrace into grace. Lift your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Let your grace remove my disgrace. Let your grace uproot my disgrace. Let your grace turn my life around. Are you praying? 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 Let your grace remove this disgrace that bought in your life, that bought in my life. Father, let your grace remove it. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father, we thank you. To you be all the glory. Holy Spirit, we humble ourselves at the feet of Jesus tonight. Send your word to us in Jesus' name. In every session tonight, let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big clap, everybody. With a big shout of hallelujah. A louder shout of hallelujah. Please be seated. Praise the Lord. I'm very excited tonight because I know God is going to bless you in a very mega way in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout a big amen. I'll be very fast because we have a lot to cover tonight. And I know God will bless you in Jesus' name. I want to appreciate you for your persistence in being in the house of God and your persistence in waiting on the Lord in this fast. It will not be a waste. I say it will not be a waste. Grace to manifest increase. Grace to manifest increase. Are you ready for this tonight? You are destined for increase. Your destiny is to manifest increase. And our God is a God of increase. He wants to increase you in all areas, in all sides. He doesn't want you to suffer financial struggles, career struggles, marital struggles, business struggles. In fact, he destined you and your children for signs and wonders. In Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 18, Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 18, the Bible speaking, it says, behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given to me are for signs and wonders. So your destiny is a destiny of signs and wonders. If you believe it, shout a big amen. Amen. And the truth is that many people are waiting to see your manifestation, to see your increase. Your father is waiting. Your brother is waiting. Your sister is waiting. Your neighbors are waiting. Your spouse is waiting. Everybody is waiting. Romans chapter 8 verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. They are waiting. They wait. They are like this, waiting. What is going to happen to this person this year? Is somebody with me this evening? They are waiting, patiently waiting. What is going to happen this year? And they will see great things in your life. I said they will see great things in your life. Many people are waiting for your increase. They will see great wonders in your life in the name of Jesus. All over the world, nobody follows a loser. People celebrate turnaround. They celebrate success. They celebrate prowess. And that's why you must work hard to be able to manifest. Many are waiting to see what will come out of your life and out of my life. Just as they could not believe that anything good could come out of Nazareth, John chapter 1 verse 46, they could not believe that something good could come out of Nazareth, that somebody like Jesus could come out of Nazareth. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, come and see. Very soon, people will say, come and see in your life. Amen. You know, things that will happen, they will say, ah, is it possible? Say, ah, come and see. Ah, oh, they believe it. You cannot believe it. Come and see. Come and see. That will be somebody's testimony. Amen. I said, that will be somebody's testimony. Amen. That is somebody's testimony. Amen. Quickly tonight, beloved, wonderful people, great men, persistent people. When we talk about manifesting, what does it mean? It means to manifest means it is evident. When we say something manifest, it means something is evident. Something to manifest in your life means it is clear. Somebody shout clear. Number three, it means visible. When something is visible, number one is evident. Number two, it is clear. Number three, it is visible. Number four, it is noticeable. I'm taking you somewhere tonight. It is clear, it is evident, it is visible, it is noticeable. So the blessing that is coming to you will be evident, it will be clear, it will be visible, it will be noticeable. When a woman is pregnant, initially people might think that nothing is happening. Like that lady that gave her testimony on the crossover night, she was pregnant after that encounter. And her husband said, don't worry, nothing. Let's go and adopt. He said, I believe that it's done already. I believe it. Husband said, forget it. And apart from that, you have taken out antibiotics. Even if there's anything, it's gone. And apart from that, after more than 10 years of trying, forget it. But after some time, it became evident. Not only evident, there's a massive evidence of a very, very massive, beautiful boy. So, when we are talking about manifestation, we are talking about blessings that people can see. It might not be pregnancy. Something that people can see that, God has visited this person. Get ready. This year, God will do something remarkable in your life. Amen. Quickly tonight, what are some facts about manifesting increase? Number one is that we are destined to manifest gloriously. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. 1 Corinthians 2, but eye has not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come to the heart of man what God has in store for them that see. Give me 1 Peter 2 verse 9. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person, called to show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. Yeah. So you are a chosen generation, you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person. That's who you are. You are it is your destiny. It is the destiny of a torchlight for the torchlight to shine light. Yes or no? Yes, oh, if there's no battery inside or it's not plugged, then it won't shine. That is the destiny of a torchlight. It is your destiny to manifest. If you are not manifesting, something is not right. And that's what we are here to settle tonight. Number two, fact about manifesting is that we are supposed to manifest for all to see. We are supposed to manifest for all to see. Isaiah 43 and verse 21. Isaiah 43 and verse 21. These people have I formed for myself. They shall what? Show forth my praise. They will be show. They will show forth my praise. They will show forth my praise. These people that I have created, when people see them, they will show forth my glory. When people will see them, they will glorify God. Bible says, you are the light. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, all through to 16. You are the light of the world. The city that is said and the hill that cannot be hid. There's no one that lights a candle and puts it under a bushel, but he puts it on the candlestick that everybody should see it.
Say, let your light so shine before all men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So God destined you to shine and you will shine. I can hear your amen. Number three, facts about manifesting is that no one celebrates a failure. No one celebrates mediocrity. They only celebrate success. No one will celebrate you if you are not manifesting God's glory. And number four is that no one will respect you except you manifest. Nobody can respect you except you have testimony. Gender, color, race will not matter when you begin to manifest God's glory. Either you are a man or you are a woman, it won't matter when you begin to have testimony. The reason they are not respecting you is because they have not seen your manifestation yet. Once they see the champion in you, they will respect you. Hello. No one will believe you that you are for Christ except you are shining. Nobody will believe you that you are for Christ except you are shining. There can be no attestation without manifestation. There can be no attestation without nobody will attest to you that you are a true believer if they don't see the glory of God on you. Hello. There can be no acclamation without manifestation. Nobody will acclaim you. Nobody will hail you. Nobody will say, thank God for you, except there's a testimony in your life. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? I'm being very real. There can be no attestation without manifestation. There can be no acclamation without manifestation. If you are with me tonight, shout a big amen. Amen. So once they can see the champion in you, they will respect you. Even Jesus had to manifest before they can believe in it. Example of people who manifested in the Bible and they increased. Number one is Jesus himself in John chapter 2 and verse 11. John chapter 2 and verse 11. Until Jesus manifested, nobody believed in him. The beginning of the miracles Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested. What did he do? What did Jesus do? He manifested forth his glory and his disciples believed him. Nobody will believe you except you manifest God's glory. Nobody will respect you or acclaim you except you have testimony. You have testimony this year. In Matthew 12, verse 22 to 23, Matthew 12, 22 to 23, then was brought unto him one possessed with the devil, blind and dumb. And he healed him in so much that the blind and the dumb both spoke and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David? They were surprised. At your life, they will be surprised today. Amen. The second example of somebody that manifested is Jephthah in Judges chapter 11, verse 1 to 6. Jephthah was the son of a harlot. Now, Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of a harlot. And Gilead begat Jephthah. And Gilead's wife bore him sons, and his wife's sons grew up. And they thrust out Jephthah, they threw him out, and said unto him, thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. Get out, my friend. And Jephthah fled from his brethren and dwelt in the land of Tob. And there was gathered vain men to Jephthah and went out with him. Go on. And it came to pass in the press of time that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And it was so that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah out of the land of Tob. They will fetch for you. Amen. They will search for you. Amen. And they said unto Jephthah, come and be our captain that we may fight with the children of Ammon. There was a problem. Or let me say, there was a guy born among into a family, but his mother was a harlot. So when the children began to grow up, the other children said, your mother is not among the married ones, she's just a harlot. So yeah, they cast her out, they cast the boy out. But unfortunately, the boy started to manifest. He was a man of war. So there was a problem. The Ammonites wanted to destroy the children of Israel. There was nobody that could be their captain. If there's somebody that can be like, let's look for this guy called Jephthah. We can hear that gradually he's manifesting. And if he can win this battle, he will be the one that will take charge. So they went to search for him. When you get home, you can read the rest of the story. How he was able to conquer. Nobody is going to regard you except you manifest. Number three is Joshua. Joshua was another person that was able to manifest and went into increase. When Moses was alive, everybody respected Moses because Moses was able to divide the Red Sea. Yes or yes, like somebody will say here. Yes or yes. He divided the Red Sea, so they respected him. Everybody regarded Moses. So after Moses, when Moses was alive, Joshua was like his boy. He would help him carry his Bible, help him brush his shoe, help him do this and that. So when Moses left, Joshua was the person that stepped in. And nobody regarded him. Nobody gave him respect. God now said, I will make you manifest. Joshua chapter 3 verse 7. Go there. Let me show them something there. Joshua 3 verse 7. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, I am with you. You know what God did? The same miracle that he did, which Moses did, that made them to respect Moses, he made Joshua to also do it. Joshua was able to divide what? River Jordan. He was able to also divide it by the power of God. And because of that, he was able to manage. The Bible says that from that day on, they began to respect him. The same regard they gave to Moses, they began to give to him. Somebody is here, you will have your own testimony. I say you have your own testimony. I say you have your own testimony. They did not, at the time of Moses, he was able, God gave him at Mount Horeb, he was able to, God brought him up. God, the same God also brought up Joshua. He will bring you up. Amen. That same God that lifted Moses, that same God will lift you up. Amen. Say a louder amen. Amen. The fourth person that enjoyed manifestation is David. David was a son of a nobody, as it were. And then his brother did not regard him. Even his father did not regard him much. But somehow, God made a way for him. He killed Goliath. And because of that, that palace that he had not entered before, they had to send for him. 1 Samuel 17, 57 to 58. And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, you will slaughter your enemy this year. As David returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said, whose son is this? They didn't know him before. The king did not know David before. Say, whose son art thou young man? And David answered, I am the son of the servant of Jesse, the Bethlehemite. This year, God will give you recognition.
Amen.
I say, God will give you recognition.
Amen.
Say a loud amen.
Amen.
Say a loud amen.
Amen.
He will divinely make you to manifest. Now people will say, can I know you? Can I join you in your business? Can I invest in your business? Can I marry you? Can I partner with you? That will be your testimony. They didn't know him before, but he said, who are you? Whose son are you? Your own, you have extra. Your own is too much. Whose son are you? He said, I'm a son of so-so person. They might not know your father or your mother, but they will know you.
Amen.
Because of the result that Jehovah will give you this year.
Amen.
Say a loud amen.
Amen.
The only power that can remove contempt and familiarity in a man's life is manifestation that defies explanation. The only thing that can remove contempt and familiarity, the contempt of familiarity in this life, is for you to have manifestation that defies explanation. Even Jesus faced familiarity problem. In Mark chapter 6 verse 1 to 5, they looked at him. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished. They were surprised. From whence are this man this thing? What wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. And Jesus said, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And he could do there no mighty works, save that he laid hands on a few sick folks and healed them. Even Jesus faced over familiarity. So until you manifest, people cannot regard you. People cannot respect you. They have known you for so long, and they didn't see any manifestation in you. So this year, there must be testimony in your life. Manifestation, we always bring public acclamation. Manifestation, that was why God told Joshua in that Joshua 3 verse 7 that I will manifest Joshua 3 verse 7. And the Lord said unto Joshua this day that I will magnify you. God will magnify you. Where people have despised you, the same place, not that in the same place where they despise you, is the same place God will lift you. I'm speaking concerning somebody's future. The same place where they despise you is the same place where they will magnify you. Amen. Say a louder amen. Amen. Say a louder amen. Amen. Say a louder amen. Amen. Quickly tonight, what are the benefits of you being divinely manifested? Benefits of divine manifestation. What are the benefits? What do you stand to gain? Number one, you are singled out or set apart. When God lifts you up, you are singled out. You are set apart. You are singled out. You are set apart. When God magnify you or make you to manifest, you are singled out. You are set apart. Number two benefit is it enriches you. In Luke chapter 5, verse 4 to 7, divine manifestation brings you wealth. Peter was magnified. He had toiled all night. You know the story very well. How he had toiled all night without catching any fish. And suddenly, somebody say suddenly. Suddenly, Jesus said, launch your net into this side. And he caught multitude of fishes. So when God wants to magnify you, he will enrich you. He will bless you. Many here are going to be, and under the sound of my voice, are going to be blessed in the name of Jesus. If you are one of us that will be blessed this year, shout a big hallelujah. Number three, benefits of God granting you that grace to manifest is you become attractive. The grace that makes you to manifest makes you attractive. I said earlier on, people will say, please, can I help you? What can I do to assist you? What's your capital need? You have a talent. I can say talent to you. Can I fund your business? What can I do to be of help to you? Can I assist you? Can I marry you, please? Can you please take me to your parents? Can I know you better? Can I pay for your goods? Can I give you some millions of naira? Just keep it. You'll be supplying me goods small. They'll be using the capital to run your business. Hello. I'm speaking about somebody's story here. The benefits of divine manifestation. Number one, I said what? You are singled out, right? Or what? Set apart. That will be somebody's testimony. Amen. Among the children of your parents, you'll be singled out. Amen. I say among the children of your parents, you'll be singled out. Amen. You know, Joseph was not just ordinary in the family. He was singled out. He was a special child. That is who you will be to your parents. Amen. Number two, like I said, you'll be enriched. Nobody here will suffer poverty. Amen. Nobody here will suffer poverty. Amen. Number three, you become attractive. People will just like to associate with you. The reason why most people don't want to really associate with you for so long, maybe your association with them is short term, is because this grace has not come on you. When this grace comes on you, you have long-term relationships. You have people that you have been in relationship with, you have been in contact with for 20 years, 30 years, 40, and they are benefiting you every year. Every year they are benefiting you. They are of benefit to you every year. In some years, massively. Such will be introduced to your life. And number four benefit of divine manifestation is honor and respect. Immediately you begin to manifest God's glory, you have honor and respect. Honor and respect. Please don't be clamoring for honor and respect. You need grace. You need grace. You need more grace. And that's why we are here tonight. That's why we are here tonight. So that the grace that will make us to manifest in our field of endeavor will come upon us afresh. So that everywhere you go, grace will speak. I say grace will speak. That is, you will not go to any embassy again and they will disrespect you by saying no to your application. That is, you will not go to any school again and you come out with failure. You will earn respect. Say a loud amen. You will earn respect. Anywhere you enter, when you go there, they will honor and respect you. You know, in my place, oh, we shouldn't go into that. We shouldn't go into that. Okay, we should go. No problem. In my place, they say, when you are going, some people are already laughing. I've not even said it. You are ready. Okay, I won't say it again. Let's go on. they say, when you are going, and you are looking for money, and you find honor and respect. They say, don't go further on your journey. They say, go back home. You have found everything. It's only for those who are very deep that can understand those ones. And I will not interpret. When you are going on the road like this, he said, I'm looking for money. And then people begin to honor you. They respect you. They regard you. He said, don't go again. Don't go and be searching for money again. Don't disgrace yourself. Say, that respect, and go, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Quickly tonight, wonderful people, great men and women, I want to show us, how do you assess this grace for divine manifestation? How do you assess this grace that will make you to manifest? Are you ready for this tonight? I said, are you ready for this tonight? How to access grace for divine manifestation? Number one is the fear of God. The fear of God. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. If you want grace to rest on you that will make you to manifest, fear God. In Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. The Bible says that there was a man in land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was a man that was perfect. Someone say perfect. Upright. Someone say upright. And one that feared God. That's three. And eschewed evil. That was Job's credentials. No OND, no HND, no BSc, no MBA, no MBBS, no PhD, no. What was his credentials? He was perfect. He was upright. He feared God and he hated evil. Go on to verse 2. Then this man had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He really tried. He tried in that area also. With 10 children. That was in the time of that, not in this present dispensation anyway. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. His substance was 7,000 sheep. 3,000. You know, in those days, sheep, when you talk about sheep, camels, it's like cars. So he had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 700 yokes of oxen, 500 she asses, and a very great household. So that this man was what? The greatest of everybody in the East. It's like saying he was the greatest in Africa. And this man did not have any other qualification that he feared God. We are in a generation where the fear of God is lacking. No wonder many don't manifest. Where is the fear of God? It's the generation where somebody will go on the road, put nails there. When somebody is traveling, nail choke the tire. The person, the bus stop. He say, all of you, come here. Oh yeah, enter bush. Then begin to, I heard one this morning. The radio was playing in the security house. So I was hearing while I was praying this morning. During this Christmas, they packed some people inside bush. They worked for about 6-7 hours. After that, they worked for another 6-7 hours. They now beat the life out of them. They now say, oh yeah, start calling your parents. 100 million, 100 million, 100, all of you. Who you 100 million, you 100 million, you 100 million. All of you, oh yeah, start calling your parents. Someone that the parent doesn't even have 100,000 in the account, you say you should bring 100 million. This is a generation where the fear of God is lacking. Evil, corrupt practices, all kinds of, if somebody wants to become a big person, slaughter a newborn baby, put the blood, why use it to take the bath. Young girl, see a man, cast out the wife that has been with him for 10 years, enter the house, possess the master bedroom, switch on AC, jayere, man. Where is the fear of God? Enter club, wife has not eaten at home, buy the soup for everybody, put everybody be drinking star, whereas you are not a star. Wife is at home mixing there's one thing that you something elastic pop like this, just mix everything like that, not the ritual. Those are someone that has a lot of this one, there's nothing there, just there like that. Where is the fear of God? Where is the fear of God in this generation? You just see young people, they say, what do you want to do? I just want to have money. How? Anyhow. Anyhow. Recently in Lagos, I don't know if you guys heard about it, a whole building in Victoria Island, almost 6 or 7 floors, the people were there, their work is Yahoo. Including white foreigners. One of them today, somebody called me today, and I don't normally praise, I don't pick string numbers, I didn't pick it, but the true caller called it Yoruba scammer. Scammer. That is, somebody must have recorded it that is a scammer. So he just said that any Monday, they were feeling, Pastor, if you are listening to me now, you have a problem. You have a problem. You have a problem. You even look at me like this. You even look at me like this. You say you want to scam me. Oh, serious. Ah. In 2 Corinthians 6:17-18. He said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Come out from among them, my friend. Friend telling you, take me, let me take you somewhere. Let me tell them in your life, tell me that kind of thing, you will never talk. I will never talk to you. That's how to deal with it. Let's go to one place somewhere. Like the one that was in mama that told us the story that somebody was, when she was carrying her third baby, the person was saying, ah, this is your firstborn. He had to go miss you, no? He has missed it straight there. Like somebody who had two children, female children, was carrying a third pregnancy. I've told you the story before. And then they went to a church to go and pray. And the pastor said, don't tell me this lady's problem. This pregnancy is because it's the firstborn. That's why you are here. Well, that is the third born. Many of us, please don't be gullible. Don't be gullible. So it's unfortunate pastors like us that don't demand, you don't make any demand, you don't give anybody any stress, you don't call anybody for any money, you don't give anybody any stress, you use your life, your blood, your saliva, and your sweat, and everything, and use it to serve. They say, no. If they don't really bother you, it means they don't have power. If somebody has power, they'll be texting you for assistance and be telling you. For somebody not to be disturbing you, it means that they don't have power. Come out from among them. In Malachi 3:18, He said, then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Pray for you today that the difference between you and those that don't fear God will be obvious. You need to separate from strange habits, strange attitudes, strange people that want to destroy your manifestation. People that have a distaste for the fear of God. People that have a distaste for the things of God. Separate yourself. From today, the fear of God will rule your heart. I said the fear of God will rule your heart. The fear of God will rule your heart. Number two, how to assess grace for divine manifestation. Wow, time is moving very fast. I have very few minutes left. Number two is learn to give glory to God. There is no way you will not manifest when you give glory to God. If your desire is to manifest, one of the easiest way you can do it is always thank God. Some of us that always thank God, praise God. Some people say, it must be that this pastor, maybe he's a small boy, or maybe he doesn't have much, maybe he's just a small boy, or maybe it's not about that. Before my God, I'm a small boy. Everything we have is, there's a song like that. All I have is what you gave me. Who I am is what you made me. Absolutely nothing without. Can you beat that? I am nothing without God. That is how to make God, to make you to manifest. I am nothing. So all the glory must be to God for our lives. If God is certain that if he will lift you, no man will take the... You are not the one that will say, it's because I'm very smart, it's because I'm very beautiful, it's because I'm very... That if he knows that you will not say such a thing, he will lift you. But you know, God knows our hearts. If he's sure that you take part of the glory, actually, because I know how to calculate very well, then my English is very good, then I'm very presentable, then my perfume is Jojo Badustu. You know, so it makes people to just want to come near me. That's why that person just saw me and just gave me that. Some people are using Jojo's Kokibo and they are still not blessing them. Jojo Amani or Jojo whatever, even put your name Jojo Jojo Dele. Praise the Lord. This year, you will have your own product too. There are some teachings coming this year. Because when we are talking about increase, there are some teachings that are very, very necessary. So we are going to be rolling them out, pushing them out very massively this year. Your own product will come out. What am I saying? I need to wrap up here. Everybody that will get the best this year must give glory to God. For that your baby, give glory to God. For that your wonderful husband, give glory to God. For that your wonderful wife, give glory to God. For that your wonderful business, give glory to God. For that your wonderful body figure, give glory to God. For everything you can think of, give glory to God. Give glory to God. If you can do that, grace will be increasing. Grace, but if God knows that you will say, when people say, you are looking so beautiful, you say, I can't be surprised. I eat very well and I exercise daily. You exercise daily. That's what's making you look very, very good. All right, no problem. When they say something, I thank God. God is kind. God is very faithful. Well, you know in your heart that there might be some things that God has given you the wisdom to do. But you won't say, I can't be surprised. I only eat cucumber and garlic and then fish. I don't eat meat. I don't eat. God will say, see you. Hallelujah. What are we now? Number three, subscribe to God's grace. If you really want to enjoy this year, the grace of God, subscribe to the grace of God. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, verse 7. If you can have that scripture, Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, and verse 7. The Bible speaking there, he said, then answered and spoke unto me, said, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. That is, what I will achieve this year is not by my power. What I will achieve this year is not by my might, but what? By the spirit of God. Go to the next one. Who art thou, O mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting grace. That is, I will be able to be successful because of what? Grace. 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 So subscribe to grace so that you can escape this grace. Subscribe to grace. Every day, this is one of my prayers. Father, I need more of your grace. Now, presently, I'm on a prayer now. The grace of last year is not enough for this year. Oh, Lord, fresh grace for this new year. The grace of last year. Because this year, plenty things to do. Plenty work for God this year. So, the grace that last year, the resources of last year cannot accomplish the work of this year. So, fresh grace. And it's coming for somebody also in the name of Jesus. Amen. Say a loud amen. Amen. Say a loud amen. Amen. And lastly, subscribe to desperate prayers. Desperate. And that's what we're about to do tonight. If you will manifest, you must be prayerful. It's either you are praying or you are playing. Grace cannot increase for that person that refuses to pray. Some people wonder, I've been struggling, things are not going the way. It's because the prayer intensity is not the way it's supposed to be. If the intensity of prayer you are doing now, you continue with it till the end of the month, you continue with it till February, things must change. But if you just pray now and you don't pray, after the prayer, in fact, for 2 weeks you don't come to church, it doesn't work that way. The intensity must go on. The intensity of prayer must go on. Anytime you feel that your prayer intensity is down, just take 3 days fast. Just 3 days fast. Anytime you feel that I'm not praying, like this year now, I've shifted the hours I'm supposed to pray per day. I've added 2 hours to it now. 2 hours more to the number of hours I used to pray per day before. Because I need it. There's so much work to do. Pray for somebody here today. The spirit of prayer and intercession comes on you afresh in the name of Jesus. Amen. Until you pray desperate prayer, you can't access that grace that you need. And tonight, as we pray, the spirit of prayer will rest on you and I afresh in the name of Jesus. Grace to pray in the morning. Grace to pray in the noon. Grace to pray in the afternoon. Grace to pray in the evening. Grace to pray in the night. Grace to wake up in the night and you yourself, nobody woke you up. You wake up on your own to pray. That grace is released afresh upon you now. Whereby it's not that you will sleep from 10, you now sleep till 6. You will be able to get up on your own and pray. That grace is upon you afresh now. Say a loud amen. And not only praying, you'll be seeing the result of your prayer. Amen. I say you'll be seeing the result of your prayer. Amen. In the name of Jesus. One of the best friends you can have is praying partners. Praying partners. People that can pray with you. People that you can pray together. Thank God that online is there now. WhatsApp, you can call and pray. Let's pray in the tongues for 2 hours. And then your accountability partners. Oh yeah, let's go on. You leave the phone there. Then when you can't hear, you say, I can't hear your voice. Oh yeah. Get up. I pray that the spirit of prayer will enter into us afresh. Amen. And as God lives it, this year you will manifest God's glory. Amen. In your business, you will manifest God's glory. Amen. In your family, you will manifest God's glory. Amen. Everybody that sees you will honor you and respect you because of the glory of God upon your life. Rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. If you are clapping for Jesus, let's do it some more. To the King of Kings. Lift your hands. Let's thank him for the word he has sent to us today. Let's give him praise. Our Father.
Our Father.
Precious name. Just before we begin to pray very intensely tonight, on this fifth night of this very important program, you are here or you are watching us from any of our churches or any of our centers, or you are online anywhere in the world, and you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to manifest this year. I want people to see the glory of God in my life and on my family. I want God to show up for me this year. But I want to first make my ways right with God. Not that you are a bad person or something, but you want to just settle some things with God. All heads bowed. I want to pray with that. Those my friends. Very quickly, you are here or you are anywhere watching us. You want me to agree with you tonight. Just lift up your right hand and I will pray with you. You want to rededicate your life to God. You want to rededicate your heart to God. You want God to come into your heart afresh. I want to pray with you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Also, you want to break an addiction. You want God in your heart afresh. You want to say no to a lifestyle that is not of God. And you want God to help you. Just lift up that right hand and I'll pray with you just where you are. God bless you. Lift it up very well and the Lord will bless you. Now, wherever you are, your hands are lifted. Also, you want to rededicate, that is, you are born again, but you stepped up a little bit. You know it. You just stepped up a little bit and you know God didn't like that. But you want to make your wish right with God. Also, you can lift your hands where you are standing and I'll pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now, say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my past sin as your daughter, as your son. I declare Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Have mercy on me. Tonight, afresh, I declare Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for these ones online and on ground. Father, bless them. Write their name in the book of life. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.